This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Today's edition of Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Enigma Fishing. Cast, catch, repeat. And visit Anderson.com, South Carolina's bright spot and home to beautiful Lake Hartwell. And by the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world and the Super Bowl of bass fishing, the Bassmaster Classic. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, College National Championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. Now, the best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. It's time to get back to the Bassmaster Elite Series, and next weekend the boys will be in Anderson, South Carolina at beautiful Lake Hartwell. Neil Paul from VisitAnderson.com will join us later to discuss all the great activities that will be going on at Green Pond Landing and who some of the real contenders might be. One of those contenders is sure to be Scott Canterbury, who came over this season after winning nearly $1.5 million on the FLW Tour. Scott has gotten off to a quick start with a 9th place finish at the St. John's River and an 11th at Lanier. That leaves him 2nd in the Angler of the Year standings and in our Meet the Elite spotlight today. But first, Lucas Murphy, who teamed with Mitchell Gunn to take the Carhartt College Series event at Smith Lake for Grand Valley State, will join us and tell us how a couple of guys from Western Michigan caught 52 pounds of spots on Smith for the win. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show away from the dock. It's a present and future stars edition of Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over 500,000 outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
The Bassmaster Elite Series comes to Anderson, South Carolina, at Lake Hartwell, April 4th through 7th. Daily takeoffs and weigh-ins will be right at beautiful Green Pond Landing. While the guys are on the lake, enjoy the Outdoors Expo as well. Take a demo ride of a Nitro, Skeeter, or Triton boat. Join BASS and buy official Bassmaster merchandise. There'll be food, beverage, and kids' activities as well. And don't forget Angler Alley, when you can meet the anglers on Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. It's all coming up at beautiful Lake Hartwell in Anderson, South Carolina.
Well, Bassmaster's at it again, offering another great sweepstakes opportunity. Enter now at Bassmaster.com and click on sweepstakes for your chance to fish with Chris and Trey Zeldane next summer on the St. Lawrence River for giant smallmouth. The winner gets round-trip airfare, 3-night hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money, plus a prize package including a Skeeter ZX-190 with a Yamaha 150, two Hummingbird Helix 10 fish finders, and gear from Sportsman's Warehouse, Seeger, Megabass, Santone, and Trocar. Enter now at Bassmaster.com.
For some of you, fantasy fishing is dragging a frog off a lily pad and seeing a 6-pounder engulf it. Well, yeah, that is pretty good. But how about Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing? Set your team now at Bassmaster.com/fantasy, and you can win great prizes at each event. First place winners receive a $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And if that winner is a BASS member, they get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And the season-long grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. So sign up now.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio, on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And as we said, things got hot and heavy at the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series Tournament presented by Bass Pro Shops in Cullman, Alabama, over at Smith Lake. And the spots were on fire, and so was Lucas Murphy and Mitchell Gunn of Grand Valley State University near Grand Rapids, Michigan. And joining us now is Lucas Murphy, a senior on the team and a president of the Bass Club there at Grand Valley State. Lucas, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to talking with you.
Well, we talk about some of the college teams that are out there that have a lot of support, coaches, college scholarships, and so on and so forth. That's not really the way it is at Grand Valley State, right? Give us the lay of the land, if you will, with this all being 100% student run and with no other than regular fundraising, no real scholarship help or anything like that.
Yeah, so we're basically just a group of kids at school. I think like 9 years ago, I think his name was Scott T, got up and made a bass fishing club at Grand Valley State, and it's kind of grown from there. It's grown real big in the past 3 or 4 years, but yeah, we're just a group of students. We're a club sport, so we are recognized by our university as like a student organization, but the funding isn't necessarily there, so we do fundraisers and stuff like that. We have a lot of support from friends and families and stuff to help us go on all these trips. We have to find or provide all of our own boats and all that. But yeah, it's a student-led thing, and we're pretty proud of what we do without the help of our school and all that stuff.
And of course, Grand Rapids is in western Michigan. People think Michigan, the first thing you want to think of is Detroit or something along those lines, or Ann Arbor or Lansing. But you're all the way over there by Lake Michigan, and that's kind of a hotbed. You're not too far from Kalamazoo. I hear that there's a couple of fishermen that are pretty good to come out of Kalamazoo area.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone kind of has an idea of Kevin Van Dam as, greatest fisherman ever walked the planet. And then you got Mark Zona, one of the best fishing TV hosts that'll ever walk the planet. And we've been lucky enough to kind of build a relationship through them over the past few years with Kevin Van Dam's sons, Nicholas and Jackson, come to Grand Valley, and then Hunter Jacobs on his sons. We're pretty good friends with them too. So we see them a lot, and we're real fortunate to have those connections as well.
Problem with those Van Dam kids or those Zona kids is that it's going to be tough to keep them away from Sparty, right? I mean, they got all caught. They're all caught up in the green and white, aren't they?
Yeah, I know. We don't like to see that, but, the thing about fishing is really, you're buddies with everyone. You're not really, there's no rivals really like there is in the rest of the sports. So I think that's the best part about fishing. They don't care really where they go to school. We're still good buddies with them at the ramp and everything like that.
And, Zona's underrated as a fisherman. I mean, he's a great job with his show, and I think he's tremendous. But if he wasn't just such a maniac, I don't know that he could handle emotionally, it's such a strain on him. But the dude can catch him up. I mean, if he had chosen to go that route, tournament fishing at the highest level, I think he'd have done pretty well.
Oh, yeah. I think I've watched some fish. I know we followed him around on Zona Live last year up in
I remember that.
Yeah. We followed him around up there. My buddy called into work, and I only had one glass, so I skipped that, and we traveled up there and watched Eldane and Zona basically destroy some smallmouth. And yeah, he can catch them, that's for sure. I know anytime that he rolls up to one of his local tournaments down by Kalamazoo, I think everyone kind of packs up their boats and goes home.
Now, you get a little help from AFCO, too. Talk to me about those guys, too, and what a great company they are, a great apparel line.
Yeah, so AFCO, they make apparel for the fishing industry. They kind of started they've been in the saltwater industry for years, and I think last year they made a push into the freshwater community, basically the bass fishing community. And they make a lot of sweet products from sun protection to now they're kind of getting into some foul weather gear for bass fishing. I know I just was on Bassmaster a few days ago and they had a product review for the AFCO Hydronaut suit.
Right.
And it's basically their heavy duty rain suit. And I've been fortunate enough to try one of those out this spring. And being a college kid, I've never really had the opportunity to have one of those sweet rain suits that actually keeps you dry. But now I do, and when we're running across the lake, I can't feel a single thing. It keeps you dry from head to toe, even in a pouring rain. So yeah, you got some amazing products and sun protection and now the fall weather gear too.
Lucas Murphy and Mitchell Gunn, a freshman at Grand Valley State, teamed up to win at Smith Lake, I should say, not Smith Mountain Lake, Smith Lake. 15 bass over the 3 days, 52 pounds, 7 ounces of spots, and I got to be a little extra pride to come down to the dirt 30 South and tear up the spots down here. I mean, I know that Montevallo team was leading, I think, after day two, and you know a lot of Southern anglers and Southern colleges, but you guys come strolling in from Grand Rapids and just tear them up.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that we have absolutely no history going down there, so we just found something that we were comfortable doing and then went with it. I didn't know, we went down not knowing that spots could win the tournament. I mean, we figured that someone, which we did weigh in one largemouth the last day, but we caught it fishing for spots, so we were trying to just qualify. We didn't know we were going to catch a 5.5-pound spotted bass out of that lake. But yeah, that bite for spots definitely seemed to be more consistent, and yeah, it feels real good to make a trip 10 hours south and catch them like that.
Yeah, that 5.5-pound spot fights like about an 8-pound largemouth, doesn't it? I mean, they are something. I mean, they're shocking how hard they fight. And I'm from the Finger Lakes region of upstate New York, and of course in Tennessee, where I live now, we have great smallmouth fishing, and you have tremendous smallmouth fishing in Michigan. But just compare the spots and the smallmouth, and if there's any similarities in that for you.
Yeah, I think we were pretty comfortable fighting because we caught all of our fish on spinning rods, a 7-pound test, and those spots fight pretty hard. And in a tournament, that's kind of nerve-wracking, especially around dock cables and all that, because they all came off docks. But they fight just as hard. The only thing different is the smallmouth like to come up and show themselves and, you know, do some tricks in the air, and the spots seem to kind of dig down below your boat a lot more and dig for that deeper water. But yeah, they fought just as hard, but I think we're both pretty comfortable with how hard of a fighting fish that the spots were, even on a spinning rod. We weren't, you know, we didn't lose our cool when we had big ones on or anything like that. We're used to loosening up the drag and, you know, letting them do what they want until they're tired.
I'm too neurotic to go below 8-pound test. And that, of course, is always tied on to the braid. I assume you're tying to braid as well. We'll do a little technique of the week here with Lucas. I assume that's tied to braid.
Yeah, we do like 10-pound white power pro, so you can see it real well, and then we're tying 7-pound Sunline Sniper fluorocarbon to it.
What is your favorite knot for going to braid and to fluoro?
I use like the double uni. It's just like the first one I ever looked up on YouTube back when I was like 13 years old trying to figure out how to tie a knot, and I've gotten pretty good at it, so I've stuck with it.
I have a hard time tying it. I mean, yeah, eventually I get it, but I can't even do it in the boat. I got to do it in my shop because it's just too much. You get a little older, you know, and your eyes aren't so good. It could be a little bit tricky to do out there in the water. But once you get it down, it really is probably as good a knot as you can have for a braid to fluoro application.
Yeah, I think it's the best. And like I said, I tie so many of them. I mean, we were tying 20 of them a day in the boat because of breaking leaders off and retying leaders.
Right.
So, I mean, I've tied enough of them to where I use a spinning rod a lot more than I'm proud of. So I'm definitely pretty good at tying those knots.
What was the go-to bait?
We caught all of our fish on little 3.3 and 3.8-inch swim baits, little like Kytex swim baits.
Yeah.
A couple Rage swimmers, I think, threw in there because going into the final day, we started going around just begging people to basically asking if they had any swim baits left because we were running out because the spots just tearing them up. But put it on a little quarter-ounce ball head, bite me jig head, just a plain silver ball head jig on that 7-pound test, and we were swimming them under dock.
That's an amazing bait. I mean, you're sitting there, you know, fishing it on 7-pound fluoro. Just about a couple of months ago, I was fishing the same exact bait, you know, on 17-pound fluoro in the Harris Chain of Lakes for big largemouth. You know what I mean? It's that versatile a bait.
Yeah, no, you can use it for just about anything up here. I've thrown it on heavy pound, you know, heavy line up here before too, but for that, the water is pretty clear, so I have no problem using light line. That 7-pound test is a lot stronger than you think it is. So if it's going to get you more bites, I'm all down for using the lighter line.
All right. Finally, you're a senior. You graduate in a month or so. What is the goal for you? I mean, are we going to see you out there on the Bassmaster Elite Series someday? Is that what we're shooting for?
I mean, you know, that's the dream. I mean, we sat at the Classic and watched the, you know, the videos they played on the big screen about having a dream. And, you know, I think it was implemented in me pretty good being at my first Classic and having it be at the magnitude that it was. You know, that's the goal. That's where I want to be, you know, at some point in my life. But short term, I've had a lot of people come up to me now after, you know, Smith, and even before, asking me what I'm doing next year because I won't have the college fishing to fall back on. And I think the Open's, I don't know, I'll look into it more. I know the, you know, financial aspect of it is a lot more significant than ours, the college deal just from entry fees. But that would be, I think that's my next step, is to fish the Opens, whether it's next year or in a few years. That's where I want to be.
I just keep winning, man. And then that's it. Big stage, big bass, big screen, right? You like that big dream. So there you go. Well, if that add that to the mantra. Lucas Murphy has been our guest. Congratulations on the win. Good luck the rest of the season.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on the show.
All right, man. Thank you. All right, we'll get a break. We'll come back with more right after this. Future stars. There you go. Lucas Murphy. And let's not sell short his partner, Mitchell Gunn, as well, the freshman. It'll be there for another 3 years at Grand Valley State. I'm sure they'll continue to do great. We'll be back with more right after this. Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's EnigmaFishing.com. Finally, the long-lost missing opening day of Bassmaster Live is here. That's right. Now all 4 days of each Bassmaster Elite Series event can be found at Bassmaster.com and ESPN3. So tune in as the crew of Mark Zona, Dave Mercer, Davey Height, Ronnie Moore, and Mike Soukhan are all led by the captain himself, Tommy Sanders, during each and every Bassmaster Elite Series event. With more cameras and more boats than ever, this season of Bassmaster Live is certain to be must-see streaming. Just don't let the boss look over your shoulder, unless they're a Bassmaster fan too. The Bassmaster Elite Series comes to Anderson, South Carolina at Lake Hartwell, April 4th through 7th. Daily takeoffs and weigh-ins will be right at beautiful Green Pond Landing. While the guys are on the lake, enjoy the Outdoors Expo as well. Take a demo ride of a Nitro, Skeeter, or Triton boat. Join BASS and buy official Bassmaster merchandise. There'll be food, beverage, and kids' activities as well. And don't forget Angler Alley, when you can meet the anglers on Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. It's all coming up at beautiful Lake Hartwell in Anderson, South Carolina.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Hey, welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Time for a Meet the Elite segment. Scott Canterbury. I mean, all this dude did was win about $1.5 million or so over at the FLW. He's dabbled over the years in the Opens, and this is his first year in. A newcomer. Can't call him a rookie. Made too much money, but we'll call him a newcomer on the Bassmaster Elite Series, and all he's done is open up the season with a 9 and an 11. I mean, that's pretty strong when you finish 9th and 11th. He's second in the Angler of the Year standings as we speak, and he joins us now from his home down in Alabama. Scott, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate it. Thank you for allowing me to be on with you today.
Well, we appreciate you joining us here a little bit, and I know you like to work around your property. Have you used this little gap in the schedule here since Lanier and getting ready to go to Hartwell, of course, next week? Have you used this little gap to get some work done around the property?
I have. You know, we've, like a lot of people know, we built a house last year, and just trying to get things finished. I mean, we've been living here for a year now, but still, we've been doing stuff in the yard, the backyard and stuff, and I've been doing some work out back, but I've enjoyed it, the time off, but I really enjoy fishing tournaments, and I've been going fishing as much as I can lately, so I hadn't worked every day because I try to go fishing at least 3 or 4 days, 2 or 3 days a week anyhow, and done a little bit of bass fishing, done a little bit of crappie fishing too during the off break, and got some for the freezer.
Well, wait a minute now. You said 3 or 4 days, and then you said 2 or 3 days. If I ask the wife, is it 3 or 4, or is it 2 or 3?
Well, last week it was 2 or 3. This week it's 3 or 4.
I hear you. Let's talk a little bit about your start to the season. The St. John's River, you make the top 10 there. 80 pounds, 12 ounces. If going in, I said, all right, I give you 81 pounds. What do you think? You got to figure you're right there battling for the win, right? I mean, goodness gracious almighty.
I think I run away with it if I had 80 pounds going in or top 12 of that tournament or even in the top 30 of that tournament. And our practice was pretty brutal. My practice was really tough. But we had those, you know, in Florida in early spring, you get 2 or 3 days of 80-degree weather and things happen, and that's what happened at that tournament. We had an off day before that event, and it was 80, and I've seen things happen in Florida, and it happened in that one for sure. You know, I started out the first day of that tournament, only had 10 pounds, so I thought 12 pounds a day was going to be decent, and when I come in with 10, I was really badly mistaken.
Well, what a comeback from there, you know, to catch 70 pounds then over the next 3 days. And then polar opposite, right? You go to Lanier. I mean, it's one thing fishing Florida. It's another thing. Then you go to Lanier and you're fishing that deep water for spotted bass and so on. And a lot of guys were either strong at one or strong at the other. But you go 9 and then 11. Yeah, that shows some great versatility. Talk to me about Lanier.
You know, Lanier was a good tournament. I did. It was a little bit, you know, it was different going from one event straight to the other, different than what I'm used to. I drove, 6.5, 7 hours after weighing in on Sunday and got up there at 1 o'clock at night and was out on the water at daylight the first morning of practice. So that was a little bit tougher than what we normally do, having a little bit of break in between tournaments. But that first day of practice, I actually figured out the deal, how I ended up catching my fish. And you know, that tournament went better than I expected it to, which is good. I mean, a lot of times, you know, when you figure out a little bit of a deal during practice, it comes together during the tournament. We don't try to beat them up too much during practice. But, you know, I enjoy fishing for spotted bass. I've been to Lanier several times over the years, and I guess a little bit of history played into that one, too. I caught some fish, some bigger fish during the tournament than I did during practice, just running history. So that tournament really worked out extremely well. I really, after getting in position, wanted to make the top 10 and fish all 4 days of that one as well. Mm-hmm. Missed out by a couple of ounces, I think 2 ounces, but it was a great finish. I mean, anytime you're in contention to make that final day cut, it's good.
Yeah, you were right there. Day two is the one that kind of bit you a little bit, right? I think you had 12, 13 on day two, and you one more decent bite, and you're in the middle of that top 10.
Yeah. And that tournament there was a lot. I mean, it was really tight, too. You know, if you made the top, you know, 5 or 6 places, I mean, you had a chance to win that tournament, or top 8 or 10, probably. You still had a chance to win with a big bag on the final day. But I was happy with it, happy with my finish. You know, we all want to win. We all want to make that final cut. But anytime you can bring home a good paycheck, it's good.
More spotted bass on the schedule next, going to Lake Hartwell, beautiful Lake Hartwell, right there in Anderson, Green Pond Landing. It's absolutely gorgeous there. Neil Paul coming up from Visit Anderson in the next segment to talk about what great hosts they are there. But are those spotted bass different than, you talk about the Lanier and now Hartwell, is that different than your Coosa River spots that you know so well?
Yeah, it definitely is, you know. Fishing the Coosa River, our spots we've got some really big spots over the whole chain from the beginning of the Coosa all the way down Lake Jordan. It's really, really good with big spotted bass, but they're different. I mean, a lot of our spots are current oriented, or they live a lot shallower than they do on these deep clear lakes like Lanier and Hartwell. So I've had to adapt a little bit, but you know, anytime you get around spots, the cold fronts and things don't affect them as much as they do, especially like Florida strain bass and stuff. So, you know, you're out to catch a few more fish, and I like catching fish. I mean, that's one thing that I really, I mean, I just love fishing, but I love catching bass as well. So, I mean, you know, that's the whole thing. It is fishing. We don't know if it wasn't fishing, we'd be calling it catching if you went out and caught them every time you went, but that's one thing about the sport that I really love, is the diversities of the lakes that we go to, and having to change and being versatile in what you do, being able to adapt to conditions, being able to adapt to different lakes, and just the versatility shows up at the end of the year in your points.
And speaking of that, you got a similar situation to how you started the season. You're going to go back-to-back again as Winya Bay comes up next, and that's a completely different fishery, of course, than Lake Hartwell. How do you feel about these back-to-backs? Would you rather have a little bit of time in between, or if they're relatively close like this, do you like going back-to-back?
I like going back-to-back. I love the fact of fishing tournaments. I mean, But I would like to have a day in between them if it was my choice, probably, just to get get travel done, get situated, maybe get your gear switched out in your boat. Give you a few hours to do something anyhow. I feel like if I'm not on the water during practice, I'm hurting myself because, I mean, we're fishing against, you know, the best out there, and it's you gotta spend all the time you can on the water to try to figure something out. So I wish I had more, you know, maybe just one day in between to get your stuff situated, but I love the fact of having back-to-back tournaments. I really do.
Yeah, Scott Canterbury with us, Quaker State Pro, Scott Canterbury. Talk about some of your sponsors as you've made the move from FLW over to the Elite Series. And, of course, we all need the sponsors to make it happen. Talk about your guys a little bit and who's helping you out this year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Quaker State for sure is my biggest supporter over the past years. And they've been really, really good to me. I mean, they're great to the industry. They've helped a lot of fishermen out in the past few years. And then I kept all the sponsors that I really had. I changed some things up. Skeeter Yamaha welcomed me back on board. That's where I started my career in 2008. I was running a Skeeter with a Yamaha. They welcomed me back with open arms on the bass side. Bagley Baits has been really big for me. They're really excited to be over on the bass with all the publicity we get. Everybody that I've had was super excited about it, the change. You know, it just seemed like everything was in open arms. I picked up a couple of new sponsors, which was Skeeter Yamaha, and I got Snag Proof that joined me this year. I've had Net Bait forever. Dirty Jigs has been with me since before I ever went pro. I mean, I was back in the old days of fishing Everstarts, and even in the grassroots to Dirty Jigs was helping me out back in the day. So they were super excited. They know how big a change it was, and how excited they were was really one of the reasons that one of the factors that helped me make my decision up on where I was going to go. So everybody's been really good with the change. Like I said, Quaker State, they've supported me more than anybody over the past 4 or 5 years, and they were super excited as well.
And I would assume that the opportunity for you to make and fish in the 50th Bassmaster Classic next year, it's going to be absolutely off the chain, is a big, big draw as well. You're off to a great start, second in the AOI standings, but that opportunity to fish Classic 50 has got to be something that is in the back of your mind.
Oh, for sure. That's the thing, that why I fish the Bass Opens that I have fished over the years. In years when it would line up and I had time and stuff to fish, I would pick a Bass Open Trail and fish them just for a chance to make the Classic. I wasn't really trying to make a change in career paths at that time or anything, but just for that shot at making the Classic. And I've had some good tournaments. I mean, I finished second at Douglas, I think, to David Mullins, who only fished that one that year. Had he not fished that one, or if I could have pulled out the victory there, I would have been in a Classic. So, but This is the way that I would like to make it. I don't want to make it just once. I want to be there several times for coming up in the years. But, you know, to make that Classic would be really special to me for sure.
All right, and finally, whenever we talk to one of the guys from Alabama, it's got to be Roll Tide or War Eagle. And with you, I know it's Roll Tide all the way, right?
It's Roll Tide all the way, 100%.
All right, well,
right now, our basketball team didn't make the we're in the March Madness right now. The basketball team didn't make it, but that's all right. So we're all about the football at Alabama, anyhow. I like all the sports. I love going to baseball games, basketball games. I like watching everything. So. Maybe they'll make a comeback next year and they can get in this March Madness as well.
Scott Canterbury has been our guest in Meet the Elite. Scott, good luck. We'll see you at Hartwell, and good luck on the rest of the tour.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. It's a long season. Just glad to get off to a good start.
Thank you. There you go, Scott Canterbury in our Meet the Elite segment. All right, coming up next, it'll be Neil Paul from Visit Anderson, because we're all going to visit Anderson next week. So we'll talk to him right after this. You're listening to Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Well, Bassmaster's at it again, offering another great sweepstakes opportunity. Enter now at Bassmaster.com and click on sweepstakes for your chance to fish with Chris and Trace Aldane next summer on the St. Lawrence River for giant smallmouth. The winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money, plus a prize package including a Skeeter ZX-190 with a Yamaha 150, two Hummingbird Helix 10 fish finders, and gear from Sportsman's Warehouse, Seeger, Megabass, Santone, and Trocar. Enter now at Bassmaster.com.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visit lakehartwell.com.
Bassmaster is pleased to announce a new improved app for downloading and reading Bassmaster magazine. The new app offers a responsive view, bookmarks, the ability to search across all issues, social media sharing, and much more. Digital subscriptions are available for $19.99 through Bassmaster.com/digital, iTunes, or the Google Play Store for Apple and Android devices. Current members can add a digital subscription for 50% off the full digital price. Go to Bassmaster.com/digital. For some of you, fantasy fishing is dragging a frog off a lily pad and seeing a six-pounder engulf it. Well, yeah, it is pretty good. But how about Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing? Set your team now at Bassmaster.com/fantasy, and you can win great prizes at each event. First place winners receive a $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And if that winner is a BASS member, they get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And the season-long grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. So sign up now. Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's Enigma Fishing. Finally, the long-lost missing opening day of Bassmaster Live is here. That's right. Now, all 4 days of each Bassmaster Elite Series event can be found at Bassmaster.com and ESPN3. So tune in as the crew of Mark Zona, Dave Mercer, Davey Height, Ronnie Moore, and Mike Soukhan are all led by the captain himself, Tommy Sanders, during each and every Bassmaster Elite Series event. With more cameras and more boats than ever, this season of Bassmaster Live is certain to be must-see streaming. Just don't let the boss look over your shoulder. Unless they're a Bassmaster fan too.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And if you've been listening to the show this year, you know that the folks at Visit Anderson are sponsors of ours here, and they also sponsor me and my fishing adventures as well as such. And Neil Paul is just a great, great friend of really all of the fishing industry, but in particular BASS. He's a member of BASS. He's kind of one of us, you know what I mean? And they have a great, great facility there at Lake Hartwell at Green Pond Landing. And that is the next stop, of course, coming up next week on the Bassmaster Elite schedule. And Neil joins us now. Neil, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
Tom, it's exciting to be back with you. I used to listen to this show and dream about the opportunity to talk with you. Now we've done it a couple of times. So I feel like I'm a veteran now.
Well, I mean, if Bass keeps going back to Anderson and to Green Pond Landing, we're going to have to keep talking because, I mean, this is becoming one of those go-to spots. And, you know, it's not just about a pretty area of the country because it is gorgeous there. That whole region is really nice. And Lake Hartwell, just an absolutely beautiful lake. But it's dang fishy, too. I mean, you know, it's producing some really nice strings. And so I'm really looking forward to this event.
Oh, we're excited about it, too. And, you know, it'll be our first elite event. We've had three classics here, and we've had the Bass Nation here and the high school series here, but we've never had an elite series event here. So we're super excited about having the elite series in town next week to not only show off our lake and our facility, but show off our community, too.
Let's talk about that facility a little bit, too, because it seems like this whole thing has been, and I know it's obviously more than professional bass fishing tournaments. This is a very user user-friendly facility at Green Pond Landing. But it seems like that almost every step of the way, you guys have been doing things to make it tournament-friendly. It's almost like the state-of-the-art of what you would want your facility to look like if you were to be on the rotation of hosting major tournaments like the Bassmaster Elite Series.
Oh, absolutely. And I think a big credit goes to the folks at Anderson County in that, you know, oftentimes you get people that are wanting to build a facility or put something like this together, and they're either, you know, they go straight to whether it's a design firm, an architect, or you got a bunch of heads that sit around the room and kind of figure out what they want the facility to look like to, rather than what it's going to be for the people that actually use and utilize the facility. So to the credit of Anderson County, and this actually predates some of my involvement here as the director at Visit Anderson, but when they sat down and put the original design to this facility, they actually, the county reached out and sought the advice of professionals from the fishing industry, a couple of industry folks, representatives from Bass, representatives from FLW and some of the other series. And then to their credit, as they developed this city, or this facility rather, and as they've continued to progress with additional phases of the facility, each time we go back to the drawing board, we reach out to some of those same representatives, and even new contacts have been made and developed to get more, okay, now we've made it, we've got the facility, we've made it to this point. If this is what we're going to do next, how can we make it more effective and more efficient for you guys? I mean, we're going to have a meeting with the folks from Bass when they're here next week to get some of their feedback on what the next phase and how the next phase should look.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, last year when we were there for the Classic, I was stunned at the crowds that came out. And it was polar opposite in a way to what we had in Knoxville. I know you were there as well. We met up there in Knoxville. But it was like, you know, at Hartwell, it was just a good old country event. You know, I mean, it's just out there, and folks were everywhere all over Green Pond Landing, very well-attended takeoffs and so on, and then the weigh-ins, you know, back in Greenville for the Classic. But then we go to Knoxville, and it was like this urban setting, you know what I mean? It was like people hanging off of decks of restaurants and everything else at Volunteer Landing. Now, they broke your record, right? That record stood for a year, but I would imagine the fine folks at Greenville and Visit Anderson and Anderson County would be very interested in the not-too-distant future bringing another Classic back there and snatching that record back, right?
Oh, no question. Listen, and here's the thing. I told the guys at Visit Knoxville, and they become great friends too, but I told the folks at Knoxville a couple weeks ago, and I even told the folks at Bass, I said, look, I understand that it's the perfect storm is really what it was when you consider that the weigh-in, the arena, Thompson Bowling Arena, the convention center, and the takeoffs down there at Volunteer Landing, honestly, they were all within walking distance of each other. And so really it created the perfect storm. And I think I heard Ronnie Moore talk about this with you on the show last week, where it's been over 10 years since Bass has been in a city for a Classic that offered that type of dynamic. So, you know, we took a lot of pride in the fact that we were neighbor counties with Greenville, and it was a 30-minute drive from the launch to the weigh-ins as opposed to other places that the Classic's gone. But I even I told them if the number was close last week, I was going to go lock myself in the car for a couple of hours so they couldn't count me. But yeah, I don't think that mattered too much in the count. But here's the thing, Tom, and I say this not only as a tourism director in a host community, but also as somebody that, you know, has a life membership at Bass and is really proud to represent that shield. I would say this, there were a lot of questions about kind of the status of Bass and kind of where Bass was and how Bass was going to move forward when this season started. And I think that having a great event at Palatka, Florida, at the St. John's River. I went down there for a day, and not only just the fish that were caught, but the crowd that came out, you know, had a chance to marshal at the event in at Lanier, and to be a part of that event and see that group, that how that community responded, and then to see how Knoxville responded with the Classic. I think all of those questions should be put to bed now, and I think that the brand at Bass, I don't think it's ever been stronger, and the response that they've had out of the first three events. Obviously, we came back from the Classic. Sure, we want to have another Classic here, and we want to break the record and raise that bar even higher. But the immediate need, with the momentum that Bass has here in 2019, we just don't want to be the hiccup next week and not have a great event here. So, honestly, we've had several meetings here with our local folks and everybody involved, and we're treating this event next week like it's another Classic.
Maybe they're going to have to change that tagline. You know, they got that Big Bass, Big Stage, Big Dreams thing going on. Maybe it just should say bigger than ever. bigger and badder than ever, you know?
It's been a tremendous year so far, and I know they're very excited about the success that they've had early, and it's a marathon, it's not a sprint.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously they want to continue this throughout the year, but we're excited to be a part of the schedule on a year that has become apparently just a statement year for Bass.
All right, so not to confuse people, you know, next week everything is right there at Green Pond Landing, so it's going to be fantastic. You can go to the launch, and then Saturday and Sunday they'll have the expo right there as well. We're going to have all kinds of great things to do, and it's a big flat area. I mean, we're going to be doing this in the parking lot areas there, and then you could pull up a chair, 3:15, roll right into the weigh-ins. So everything's self-contained. Contained right there at Green Pond Landing.
That's correct. We have the entire 30-acre facility marked off. There will be parking. We have a nearby overflow parking lot reserved. So if we do reach a point, particularly on the weekends where we fill up the facility, we do have off-site parking and shuttles to be able to bring people in. So do not worry about that at all. We'll have things available in the mornings. You know, obviously Bass brings their dog and pony show to the facility, and we'll have, you know, they'll have vendors and demo boat rides and things like that, you know, in the mornings. But then, you know, we'll have the weigh-ins each afternoon and the Lakeside Expo on Saturday and Sunday, and we're really excited about being able to have all that right there at Green Pond. You know, we enjoy having a Classic where we share the event with our neighbor county in Greenville, but it's also special to be able to have the entire event housed right here in our community in Anderson. We're super excited and proud to be able to host that.
And Anderson, I mean, it's such a neat little town, too. I mean, I had the opportunity to visit, you know, when last year at the Classic, where I went down in there directly to Anderson. There's so much history, so cool, you know. I mean, there's a lot to do for the whole family, you know, if you decide to come out next weekend.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, just within 10 miles of the boat ramp is at Green Pond is, you know, 1,500 to 1,700 hotel rooms. So if you're coming and going to spend a night with us next week, we're just, you know, not far at all from our hotels to Green Pond. And then also we've got, you know, downtown. Anderson is just within 10 miles in another direction. And we've got shopping, and we've got a museum that's very kid-friendly. And we even have a for the adult crowd, we've even got the first legal moonshine distillery in the state of South Carolina. Just actually a long par five from my office.
There you go. All right, finally, before I let you go, a lot of great anglers from the region. We talked to Brandon Cobb last week. He's basically right there at Hartwell. It's his favorite lake. Do you suspect that the winner, though, will come from somewhere in the region? Doesn't have to be necessarily a guy right from that part of the state near the Georgia border, but do you think it'll be that those guys have a big advantage, those guys that are from that whole South Carolina, North Georgia, the North Carolina region?
I'll tell you this. I think that there's a certain advantage that could play in there, but I also think this too. I don't know if we could have scheduled, and I hope to God when I tell you this that I'm not going to put the curse on us, but I don't know that you could have picked a better time to be on the lake as far as how it's going to set up for fishing next week. I think a lot of guys are going to catch fish, and I think there's going to be a lot of really quality bags weighed in. So I think from that standpoint, it will take a lot of the local advantage out of it. I tell you what I'm going to do, and I'm a fantasy fishing participant, much like you are.
Yeah.
I tell you what I'm going to be looking at next week is I'm going to be looking heavily at guys that have fished Hartwell in multiple events, whether it's a guy like a Matt Airy, for example, who has history on Lake Hartwell, having fished on the FLW series for a number of years, or a guy like Cliff Perch. Here, you know, a little bonus nugget, Cliff Perch has been, I think, he's fished in each of the three classics that we've hosted, and he's had really high finishes in all three of those classics. And so I don't know that it's going to be a local guy. I think it's going to be a guy that has history on this lake, that has history and experience, and that's the guy that's going to figure it out next week.
All right. My fantasy team against your fantasy team for dinner the next time we get together.
That's a great
right?
idea. We're
all right.
on.
All right, we're on. And I'm going to tell the people, too, whether I win or lose, I'm going to tell the people how we did in that deal as well. Neil Paul, our guest. And, man, I can't wait to get over there. Visit Anderson. Great folks. You guys doing a tremendous job maximizing Lake Hartwell, and the lake shows out every time. So I think that's really cool as well. Neil, I appreciate you, man.
Hey, Tom, can I say one last thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
One last plug for the event next week. Folks that come out on the weigh-ins each day and then the expo on Saturdays and Sundays, Saturday and Sunday are going to have a chance to get to meet Doyle Hodgen, a gentleman from North Carolina. He owns one of the Rebel Fastbacks that fished the first ever Bassmaster
right.
Classic.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be bringing his boat out for fans to see and take pictures with and tell old bass stories and things like that. So make plans to come out and spend an afternoon with us, one if not all four, and come out and see this piece of history that we're going to have in our community next week as well.
Man, that's fantastic. I'm going to have to get my picture made with that boat too as well. That is a definite slice of American history. Neil, I appreciate you. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Safe travels.
We're going to get a break. We'll come back and wrap it up next right here on Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over half a million outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
For some of you, fantasy fishing is dragging a frog off a lily pad and seeing a six-pounder engulf it. Well, yeah, that is pretty good. But how about Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing? Set your team now at Bassmaster.com/fantasy, and you can win great prizes at each event. First place winners receive a $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And if that winner is a BASS member, they get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. And the season-long grand prize winner will receive a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. So sign up now.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio, and as we add this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Visit Bassmaster.com, sign up to play fantasy fishing right now. Individual elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175. Plus, fantasy fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. Another great reason to become a member of BASS today. Sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com. And while you're at the site, click on Sweepstakes for your chance to fish with Chris and Trait Zeldane next summer on the St. Lawrence River for giant smallmouth bass. The winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 nights hotel accommodations, a rental car, and $500 spending money, plus a prize package including a Skeeter ZX-190 with a Yamaha 150, two Hummingbird Helix fish finders, and gear from Sportsman's Warehouse, Seaguar, Megabass, Santone, and Trocar. Enter now at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Now let's take a look at the upcoming tournament schedule. Of course, next week it'll be the Bassmaster Elite at Lake Hartwell, April 4th through 7th, and then boom, right to Winya Bay for the Bassmaster Elite at Winya Bay, April 11th through 14th. Then the TNT Fireworks BASS Nation Central Region is at Lake Gunnersville, April 17th through the 19th. The BassPro.com Central Open number 2 is at Smith Lake, April 25th through the 27th. And then the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series at Bull Shoals Lake is presented by Bass Pro Shops, and that is April 25th through the 27th. The Mossy Oak Fishing Bassmaster High School Central Open, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors, is at Norfolk Lake in Arkansas, April the 28th. And then the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest, benefiting the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, is on Lake Fork. That ought to be a meat fest. That will be May 2nd through the 6th. Now remember, if you're interested in having a front row seat to an elite event, priority registration is now open for the Bassmaster Marshall program. Visit Bassmaster.com/elite for more information. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. And if you have any questions or a guest you'd like to hear or a technique featured in our Technique of the Week, just tweet it to us at Bassmaster and use the hashtag BassRadio, or hit the Facebook page at Facebook.com/BASS and leave us a comment. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.